Chapter 14. It was 2 days before the Passover, and the feast of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by some trick and kill him. For they said, "Not during the feast, or there may be a disturbance among the people." When he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, while he was at table, a woman came in with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment, pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the ointment on his head. There were some who said to one another indignantly, "Why has this waste of ointment happened? This ointment could have been sold for over 300 denarii and the money given to the poor." And they were angry with her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why are you upsetting her? She has done me a good service. You have the poor with you always, and you can benefit them whenever you wish. But me, you will not always have. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Amen, I say to you, wherever throughout all the world the gospel is proclaimed, what she has done will also be told in remembrance of her." Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went off to the chief priests so that he might hand Jesus over to them. Hearing it, they were delighted and promised to give him money, and he began to look for a way of betraying him at an opportune time. On the first day of unleavened bread, when they used to sacrifice the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and someone will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher says, where is the room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large upper room ready set out. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, he arrived with the 12. And while they were at table eating, Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you is about to betray me, one of you eating with me." They were distressed and said to him, one after another, "Not me, surely." He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping into the same dish with me. For the Son of Man is going to his fate, as it is written about him. But alas for that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Better for that man if he had never been born." And as they were eating, he took bread, and when he had said the blessing, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then taking a cup, after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, poured out for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall never again drink wine until that day when I drink new wine in the kingdom of God." Having sung the Psalms, they left for the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I shall strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' However, after I have been raised up, I shall go before you into Galilee." Peter said, "Even if all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Amen, I say to you, today, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. But he repeated still more strongly, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And they all said the same. They came to a plot of land called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." Then he took Peter and James and John with him, and he began to feel dismay and anguish. And he said to them, "My soul is deeply sorrowful to the point of death. Wait here and stay awake." And going on a little further, he began falling to the ground and prayed that if it were possible, this hour might pass away from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, for you everything is possible. Take this cup away from me. Yet, not what I want, but what you want." He came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Had you not the strength to stay awake 1 hour? Stay awake and pray not to enter into temptation. The spirit is eager, but flesh is weak." Again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were weighed down, and they did not know how they should answer him. He came a third time and said to them, "Sleep on and have your rest. Enough, the hour has come. See, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us go. See, my betrayer is not far away." And at once, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, came up, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the traitor had arranged a sign with them, saying, "The one I will kiss, he is the man. Take charge of him and lead him away securely." So when he came, he went up to Jesus at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. The others laid hands on him and took charge of him. Then one of the bystanders drew his sword and struck out at the high priest's servant and cut off his ear. Then Jesus replied, saying, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to capture me as though I were a bandit? Day by day I was among you teaching in the temple, and you did not lay hands on me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all deserted him and fled. A young man was following him with nothing on but a linen cloth. They caught hold of him, but he left the cloth behind and fled naked. They led Jesus off to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes assembled. Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and was sitting with the attendants, warming himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole council were looking for evidence against Jesus, in order to put him to death, but they could not find any, for many gave false evidence against him, but their evidence did not agree. Some stood up and gave this false evidence against him. "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple made by human hands, and in 3 days build another, not made by human hands.'" But even so, their evidence did not agree. The high priest then stood up before the whole council and questioned Jesus, saying, "Have you no answer at all to the evidence they are bringing against you?" But he was silent and made no answer at all. Again, the high priest questioned him, saying, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "Why do we still need witnesses? You heard the blasphemy. What is your opinion?" They all condemned him as deserving death. Some of them started to spit at him, cover his face, buffet him and say, "Prophesy." And the attendants took him over, slapping him in the face. While Peter was down below in the courtyard, one of the high priest's servant girls came up. She saw Peter warming himself there. She stared at him and said, "You were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth, too." But he denied it, saying, "I do not know, and do not understand what you are talking about." And he went out into the forecourt, and a cock crowed. And seeing him, the servant girl again started saying to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again, he denied it. A little later, the bystanders themselves said to Peter, "You certainly are one of them. You are a Galilean, too." But he started cursing and swearing, "I do not know this man you are talking about." And at once the cock crowed for the second time. And Peter recalled how Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times." And he burst into tears.